Thank you, Mr. President. While there has been very significant progress in the country, many concerns remain, especially mistreatment of the Rohingya, addressing intercommunal tensions, and resolving the conflict through a comprehensive and inclusive political dialogue. We have two recommendations. First, urgently address the needs of the Rohingya community by guaranteeing security, ensuring full humanitarian access across Rakhine, removing restrictions of freedom of movement, and establishing a pathway to citizenship. Second, implement the National Action Plan for the Advancement of Women by amending legislation to include sexual violence in conflict within the Preventing Sexual Violence Law, removing military impunity for human rights violations, including sexual violence, and appointing a gender advisor within the President's office. On Sunday, the people go to the polls, a vote that is credible, inclusive, transparent, and which represents the will of the people would stand as a lasting legacy for the government.